Labor Day weekend is upon us, and that means an independent book festival is soon to take over the streets and halls of Decatur, Georgia, just east of Atlanta. The AJC Decatur Book Festival kicks off tonight with a sold-out keynote address from author Joyce Carol Oates. But don't fret if you didn't get tickets to that event. You can still check out the 600-something other author events happening on Saturday and Sunday. For help navigating the seemingly never-ending list of authors, we turn to the festival's program director, Philip Rafshoon. We began by talking about some of the newer aspects of this year's BookFest.
One of the things that we've always wanted to do is to see what would happen if we asked one of our favorite authors to curate their own track. So we went to one of the godfathers of Southern literature, Pat Conroy.
Not too shabby at all.
Not too shabby, and asked him to pick some of his favorite authors. Pat is the new editor of the fiction imprint of University of South Carolina Press, Story River Books. So he has curated some of his favorite authors on his imprint and some other authors to come up with several different events, some that Pat is going to be involved in and some that he's going to moderate. We also have an increased graphics track. Last year, we initiated our graphic lit track, and this year we bump it up a notch with people like Ed Pisker, who has the book Hip-Hop Family Tree, and Box Brown, who has a memoir on Andre the giant 7-foot, 500-pound wrestler who you may know from Princess Bride.
Oh, fascinating. Really, it sounds like if you can name it, if you read it, if you're interested in it, the Decatur Book Festival is finding a place for it.
It really is. This year, we also inaugurate a romance track where we put together many of the romance writers, which is a very popular genre in books.
Now, are we talking Harlequin or maybe a step or two above that?
I think a Harlequin and a step or two above.
Uh-huh.
It's a little bit of everything there. We have some authors in the new adult genre, which is between young adult and adult. And we have some contemporary romance, some historical romance. So there's something for everybody on that track if you like romance writing.
The festival really gets an early start, 10 a.m. on Saturday, noon on Sunday. Why shouldn't people just sleep in? It is Labor Day weekend, after all.
Well, you wouldn't want to sleep in and miss some of the great things that we have at the festival. We kick off Saturday with Dr. Lewis Sullivan, who rose from Jim Crow crypt downstate Georgia to go to the Northeast and become a physician in an almost entirely white environment. In the process, he rose to become the Secretary of Health and Human Services for the United States, and he's spent his whole life helping to fight for the rights of the poor.
He has a timeline that is really unbelievable.
It really is. Sunday kicks off. There are actually several chances to see Pat Conroy, but Sunday at 12, Pat is going to be in conversation with John Worley, who has a book called A Southern Girl. A Southern Girl takes place in Charleston, South Carolina, and it's the story of a woman who has to give her child up for adoption.
So it sounds like a very touching story.
It
with
is.
A beautiful backdrop, though.
It really is, and it's one that might make you cry.
Yeah, yeah.
But, you know, Pat will help make you laugh.
To balance things out a little bit.
Speaking of laughing, one of the people that always makes us laugh is Hollis Gillespie.
Well, yeah.
Yeah, I don't think I could be in a room without her cracking somebody up. She's going to be speaking about her new young adult book called Unaccompanied Minor, and it's the story of a child who travels by plane alone and the child's adventures. It's really, really funny, but also really touching.
And gives us a little glimpse into Hollis's past life as a flight attendant.
Absolutely. I think all of her books do. This one does it in a totally different way.
Philip Rafshoon, Program Director of the AJC Decatur Book Festival. In the second half of today's program, we'll continue that conversation with Philip, exploring some of the lesser-known author events happening at this week's festival. That's coming up on City Cafe.